listener production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The fire in the Perth Hills is still burning out of control and it's possible it's been deliberately lit. The alert has been downgraded to a watch and act for parts of Red Hill, Millenden, Herne Hill and Baskerville. Crews are building containment lines, but the fire has already destroyed a community building and sheds. Incident controller Murray McBride says at this stage the cause is suspicious.
It's upsetting. Yep, upsetting for the firefighters that we put in harm's way to, you know, put these fires out, that somebody's out there possibly lighting.
A teenager is facing several charges over an incident at a Perth school. It's alleged the 13-year-old boy assaulted a student and a teacher in Shenton Park yesterday. He then took the cash register from the canteen and tried to leave. Police say he was detained by staff until officers arrived. The search continues for a man who police believe may be able to assist with an investigation. 38-year-old Hayward Marsh is known to hang around the Perth CBD, Belmont and Rivervale areas. The public is being urged not to approach him, but instead call police immediately. Construction on a new multi-storey car park right outside the International Terminal at Perth Airport will start mid this year. Airport CEO Jason Waters says it's a big improvement on the current system that has limited parking bays near the airport.
The multi-storey car park enables more passengers to park closer, and at the same time, whether you're doing pick-up and drop-off or utilising taxi or rideshare, improved access for all of those services.
In sport, Cam Bancroft's biking accident is being described as a very close call by his teammates. It's ruled him out of tomorrow's Shield final against Tassie due to concussion. WA captain Sam Whiteman says the team was gutted to hear.
He was riding by himself and he came off his bike. To be honest, I think he's pretty lucky that it wasn't much worse. I think he's fine now. He's got plenty of scratches and, yeah, look, hopefully we'll see him around the Wacker this week.
And West Coast has re-signed promising forward Ryan Marrick for 2 years, keeping him at the club until at least the end of 2026.